The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. I am sitting here in my car in the parking lot of my new school, ready to start my new job, and I thought, what better way to start the year than with an episode of the Stoic Jew podcast? I have 10 minutes to express my thoughts, and I had decided that I want to just record my Stoic Jew thoughts as clearly and honestly as possible. I thought about doing this after school, but I want to preserve this objectively. So, what better way to start a new job at a new school with new students than with Marcus Aurelius's Book 2, Chapter 1, which is one of my favorite passages. Begin the morning by saying to yourself, today I shall meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, and the unsocial. All these things happen to them by reason of their ignorance of what is good and bad. But I, who have seen the nature of the good, that it is right, and of the bad, that it is wrong, and that the nature of the man who does wrong is akin to my own, not of the same blood and seed, but sharing the same intelligence, that is, a portion of divinity, I can neither be harmed by any of them, for no man can involve me in any wrong, nor can I be angry with my kinsman, nor hate him. For we have come into the world to work together, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of upper and lower teeth. To act against one another, then, is contrary to nature, and it is acting against one another to be vexed and to turn away. So, I thought of this passage because, I'm teaching high school, and I will definitely meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, and the unsocial. And so I thought, this is a good way to prepare myself for that. But I'm finding a very different emotion than I expected this morning. So, up until now, I would describe my emotional state as one of my new students put it in their questionnaire response, nervously excited, with far more excitement than nervousness. The nervousness really comes from partially from the fact that this is an all new environment, but really this is the first totally new job that I have had since my first full-time job at Shalhevet in 2010. I talked about this on my previous episode with the updates, which you can listen to at length, but I'll just repeat this part here. That was my first full-time teaching job. And then the next job I had after that was Lomdeha, where I already knew all the students and my coworkers, even though it was a new system. And then that same year, I also got the new job of teaching part-time at YBT, which of course I know, even though that was also a new job. So this is the first fully new job that I have. So I expected that when I came to school today, I expected the nervousness to be a greater percentage than it was leading up to it. I expected to feel excited, but to feel also nervous. I got to be honest, waking up and driving to school, I don't feel nervous at all. And I don't know if that's some sort of like defense mechanism of, shutting off or repressing those emotions. I just feel excited. I feel especially excited to meet my new students, but I feel excited to just like, I don't know, just to start the new year. And I think what a difference, I mean, there's many differences between now and 13 years ago when I started that other job. I think what I really feel is what Marcus Aurelius describes here, which is what I call Stoic invulnerability. Like, I think when I first started teaching, I genuinely felt that I could be harmed. Like, I was worried then about classroom management and I think I was worried a lot about being liked by the students. And it's not that I don't care about those things. And it's not it's not that I'm, not thinking about them from a practical perspective, but I think I was heavily emotionally invested in those things, feeling that if they didn't go as planned, then that would somehow be bad or harm, be harmful. And I think here, I have just over the last 13 years internalized the fact that, I can't be harmed, and that the only way I can be harmed, as Marcus really says in, 4.8, 5.7, I can't remember offhand and I don't have the citation. The only one who can harm me, the only way a man can be harmed is by being made a worse person. And the only one who could harm themselves that way is me, and I am definitely confident maybe going forward, I'm going to harm myself. I'm not going to harm myself today. You know, like, in other words, like, I, you know, the way I would harm myself would be getting angry or impatient, I think. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be doing that today, partially because I'm not going to be teaching today, you know, but it's all just excitement. I think I'm also thinking about, again, this is a little scattered and I have to stop soon because I have to go in for davening. That line at the end about, you know, that my nature is akin to my fellow men in terms of the portion of the divinity, the intelligence. You know, these are a bunch of Tzelem Elokims, a bunch of, you know, God-given intellects, truth-seeking beings who are in various stages of development. And I am just super excited to be able to help that that development. You know, I keep on thinking also about the halacha. I think it's in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rambam, about what a teacher is supposed to, sorry, not what a teacher is supposed to say, what a student is supposed to say if the teacher gets impatient, which is Rebbe Torahi Velilmud Ani Itzarech Vada'ati Katsara, which means, Rebbe, it is Torah and my mind is deficient. And da'ati, my mind, is not just referring to my intelligence, it also refers to like psychological maturity. And I'm thinking, like, I am going to have to exercise a degree of patience with these students that I have not had to exercise in the last 3 years, because I haven't been teaching high school in these last 3 years, a patience both with intellectual deficiency and psychological deficiency. You know, I'm thinking about my episode that I made about my first year of teaching, about 10th grade boys are animals. And I'm not teaching 10th grade boys this year. I'm teaching 9th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade. You know, I've had experiences with the 9th graders, and, you know, they are not in control of their faculties. And I am going to have to exercise patience with them. And, but they are a fellow Tzelem Elokim, and we are made like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of the upper and lower teeth. Both in terms of the system of Am Yisrael and Judaism, and in terms of this system of this local school here. I'm going to have to, you know, exercise patience and understanding, rachamim, mercy, relating to them not as they are, but as they can be. I'm excited about that as well. And so I'm fully excited. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to mention. Oh, yeah, I expected to have an anxiety dream. You know, I don't usually get anxiety dreams anymore for the start of the school year. But I kind of expected to get one. It's funny. I had a dream about that my mom was talking to me about my summer vacation and telling me that I never schedule my summer vacations. Like, I don't have a schedule during my summer vacations. And I remember in the dream getting upset and saying, like, what do you mean? Like, of course I have a schedule during my summer vacation. And it wasn't even, the feeling was not anxiety. It was like, mild offense, you know, like, how dare you think that I don't, have, you know, a schedule during summer vacation. So I didn't do a full dream interpretation, but I think that whatever anxiety I have, I think is not even really about the students. It's about the system of the school and, like, you know, day one problems, which happen at every school, but especially, here, where there is a lot of, there are a lot of new things in the school right now, new administration, new systems, so I think I'm a little nervous about that, but I'm just thrilled that I'm not nervous about the students. I'm just excited to meet the students. I've already met some of them through my interchange with them over the homework assignment that some of them did early with my questionnaire. I'm just feeling really good. So that's how I'm feeling now. We'll see how I feel as the day goes on. And that is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle and PayPal are mattschneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor a day's or a week's worth of content, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone. And now it is showtime.